Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please like, share, review, and subscribe. Perhaps I'll call this one The Day I Got Flowers. I was sitting down to start recording today, and the dogs started barking like crazy. They barked and barked and barked, but I didn't hear the doorbell. I finally got up. And there was this cute little man holding the most beautiful flowers. For the life of me, I couldn't imagine who was bringing me flowers or who was sending me flowers. I knew for sure it wasn't my husband, because although he brings me flowers, he always likes to pick them out himself. I opened the card, and it was from one of my lovelies. An absolutely thrilling surprise. A reminder that the words we say sink in exactly when they're supposed to. That the things that we do when we're aligned with our highest good help people, whether we realize it or not. I don't believe in coincidence, not even irony, really. Everything seems to happen just perfectly, everywhere, but definitely around here. Let that kind of be a warning to you, okay? Because the more you know, the better you must behave. I am not allowed to work outside of the limits of spiritual law. When I do, it bites me in the ass just as fast as it can. If I wake up in the morning and say I need a break within 20 minutes, every client will cancel. That's not great. So I don't do it. I don't ignore my intuition because I will get kicked in the balls. And when I don't need affirmation, I get it. And that's when you'll get it too. We have to do it for the sake of it. The task for the task's sake. The words because they must be said. The actions because they must be done. Because it is for us. And if it happens to help someone, hallelujah. During the parts of my life that I needed to be understood, during the parts of my life that I felt that I needed someone to tell me I was doing a good job, I never ever got it. Now, just when I didn't even realize that a little boost would do me good, I get a beautiful, wonderful surprise. So thank you, Miss Tammy. This does go along quite perfectly with my topic for today. Today, we're going to talk about what I call the new normal. Now, most of us on a spiritual path did not walk an easy walk. Some of us aren't walking an easy walk now. Of course, easy is about perspective. But oh, so many of us entered this earth into a challenging family or a challenging body or a challenging place so that we would be forced, shaken awake. And because of this, many, all too many of us are addicted to chaos. We don't realize, though we want it desperately, we don't actually realize deep at the core of us that calm is safe and calm is good. And therefore, when we get there, we are continually expecting something to go wrong. If you expect something to go wrong, it will. Now, a lot of times people think they've made it past this stumbling block, only to find out that they fall again anyway. This type of fall comes when we celebrate doing well too much. If you pass one of your life tests, if you pass even one of your momentary tests of patience, kindness, gratitude, education, whatever it is, if you do that and then you say, woohoo, yes, I am amazing, I am the best, woo, the problem is, that shit's not normal. Only normal persists. Only normal remains. So be proud. Be content. Own your success. But do not over-celebrate. when you celebrate it like it is something extraordinary, it goes away. Instead, bask in it. Bask in your new normal. Feel it in every cell of your body. Activate your skin and feel that tingle. Let your brain understand what it feels like when your spirit exudes outside of your body. Feel it, own it, be it, and call it normal. Say to yourself, oh yeah, here it is. This is what normal feels like. This is what normal feels like, and it's good. I like normal. Own it. Be it. Sure, it's extraordinary. Sure, it surpasses the sleepwalkers around you, but it's normal for you. And if it's normal, it will persist, it will remain, and it will grow. Don't expect it to leave. And don't call it special. Yes, you narrow your existence, not existence, but your reaction to existence. You don't have low lows anymore, and you don't have high highs anymore. Instead, you are continually basking in, existing in, remaining in the calm that is your new normal. Break the chaos addiction. Break that thing I call perpetual discontent. Oh God, it is the worst habit. Oh, we have many habits. I talk to people who have broken every type of addiction that you can imagine. But the one that seems to be the hardest, harder than meth, cocaine, alcohol, love, the hardest addiction is that to perpetual discontent, because it is sourced from the very fabric of your thinking, that deepest habit that no one can see for you, that no one can manage for you, that thing you have to shake off like a wet dog and let go. Change your thinking by choice. Tell yourself, erase, 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 get that bullshit out of my head. Decide to think about the opposite, the good. Do it again and again, don't give up. My son has yelled to me from the other room, Mama, it's not working. I just say, don't give up. And a few minutes later he says, the magic worked. It's not magic. And sometimes choosing to think about something else is too big. Sometimes you have to lean on an affirmation instead. Maybe you have to say, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe, over and over and over again inside your mind. Maybe you have to contemplate all the different layers that word safe holds. All the different types of safety there is. Maybe you need to say highest good, highest good, highest good, highest good. Maybe, or maybe you can't even do that. Not yet. Maybe you're in the darkest part of your mind. If you are, count. Count. Count to 100. Count to 100 over and over again. Count your fingertips. Count your steps. Count your breaths. Count. Count until you get control. And then move as swiftly as possible into affirmations. One word, two words, a sentence if you're able. Before you know it, you'll break that attachment to discontent. You'll break that chaos addiction, the cycle, the cognitive loops of ugly thinking. You'll break it. And then you can decide what new loop you will create for yourself. And when you do it for you, you'll notice how it affects everyone around you. Just being who we are changes the very world around us and the lives of others. And maybe you won't know it till many, many years later. Most of you probably know by now that I was a school teacher. I taught elementary school for 15 years. There was one woman that I worked with for 10 years. She barely ever made eye contact with me. She never spoke to me. She sometimes spoke like at me, right? She didn't seem like the nicest lady. Okay, she wasn't the nicest lady. She actually retired before I left teaching. And on her last day, before she left the building, she came into my classroom and she said something amazing to me. She said, "Young lady, I want you to know something. I have been watching you for 10 years. You came walking in this building, cheerful and annoying. I watched you and I didn't believe who you were. I saw you move through life. I saw you get divorced. I saw you have a miscarriage. I saw you live like everyone else, and you were still happy every day. You make me believe that I can be happy too." I'm actually surprised that this chokes me up a little bit. Because I don't know how many times in my life I've been that proud. I passed a test for me. I didn't let her attitude towards me, her jealousy, her pain, her fear, whatever the hell it was, I didn't let it touch me for 10 years. And in doing so, I changed her life for the better. I only got to know because I didn't need to. Do you understand? Be you. Do you. Grow. Learn. Change. Create your new normal. And when you own it and you live it and you feel it, every now and then, someone will send you flowers. You have to break the fear cycle. Think about those letters in the word fear. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. Know that person doesn't hate you. Know you're not going to die from some horrendous disease. Know your partner is not going to leave you unless it is meant to be so. There is nothing to fear because everything that happens is part of your curriculum. And the way that you face that every day determines every day in front of you. I have had people try to tell me that they've done everything right, and yet the universe still serves them up a heaping plate of shit. It's just not true. It's just not true. You talk to them and you find out where they have been failing, where they have been missing the mark, where they have decided that chaos and discontent is for them. No. Maybe it's not huge, ugly things like some other people do. But if you know better, you have to do better. And if you have been on this path for very long, you are held to a higher standard than the other children in your class. The universe sends us in the direction we're meant to be, to meet who we should, to do what we should, to learn what we should, to change who we should. And so we seek our new normal. We follow the dangling carrots, right? Have we discussed this before, the dangling carrots? You know, sometimes everything points us in a certain direction, everything. We get the signs, they're everywhere. The messages are everywhere. The feeling in our gut is so, so strong. We know we have to go chasing after that thing. And sometimes we get there, and the dangling carrot turns into a peach. That does not mean your intuition is wrong. That does not mean you're being punished. It doesn't mean anything other than the universe wanted you right there in that spot. And it knew that that carrot was the only way to get you to the peach. Enjoy the peach, beloved. Laugh at the crafty universe and how it got you where you were meant to be. Sometimes this is big things, really big things, and sometimes it's seemingly very small things. I have a lovely, her name is Carla. Shout out to Carla. She came to see me, referred by a friend. And while she was here, I got the very clear message from her father that she needed to go look for his golden pocket watch. Now, she had no idea if he had a golden pocket watch, but she went off looking in all of the places she could possibly imagine that this golden pocket watch might be. She did not find the golden pocket watch. Instead, she found a stack of letters her mother had written her. A stack of letters she'd been searching for the many years since her mother had passed. She wouldn't have looked in the right places to find those letters if she wasn't looking for the golden pocket watch. She'd been looking for the letters for years and never found them. But very quickly, very easily, in search of that pocket watch, she found those precious letters where her mother had signed her little name and her love message exactly the same for years and years. And in tribute to her, Carla had this tattooed on her arm. The dangling carrot turned into a peach. Sometimes it's much bigger things than that, even. Sometimes it's big life changes. Sometimes the carrot gets us to leave where we are. And then we find the peach and it's much, much better. The key to making sure you're moving in the right direction, carrot or peach, either one, is to look for the signs. Don't ignore them. People don't even realize what they're looking for. Synchronicities, yes. Coincidence, absolutely. You know, I don't believe in coincidence, but when you experience things that seem like coincidence, it's always a sign you're moving in the right direction or that you're about to learn something super, super important, which of course is also moving in the right direction. There may be signs around you. You may see the same numbers over and over again. You may see animals where they're not supposed to be, or a whole bunch of animals in one day, the same one. When I first moved into the house I live now, for the first 3 days, birds tapped on all the windows until I finally looked them up to see what the message was for me. Don't ignore the signs. Google it. Google is your best friend. Google it. Google it. Google the animal. Google the number. Put the word metaphysical in your search because metaphysical means above the physical and it's going to get you to the spiritual meaning. Oftentimes you'll be led to an angel number or a spirit animal. There are cases in which that piece of information is important, but when you're just trying to figure out what is the meaning of this sign and symbol that has been circling around me, just sort of skip that part and get to what the message of the number, the message to the animal is. It's going to give you an idea that you're moving in the right direction, or maybe that you should shift just a little bit or think about something just a little bit differently. And along those lines, make sure that you're not ignoring your dreams. Yes, there are elements of our dreams that come from, you know, whatever fucking movie we were watching or whatever's going on in our life. But even when that's the case, the symbols in our dreams have messages for us. So when you wake up and you remember that there was a paper bag, a green dog, and that you felt giddy, look it up. Look it up. Look it up. My favorite dream dictionary is actually online. It's called Dream Moods, M-O-O-D-S, Moods, okay? And there's an app, get the app. The app keeps a history for you. It keeps a history so that you can see, oh, wow, I have dreamt about eggs 5 times in the last 6 months. And maybe you'll pay a little bit more attention to it. Look up the symbols. Let them roll around in your head. Think about how the symbols interact to each other. It can be quite surprising. I'll spare you the details, but I had a really weird one about squirrels and possums right around the time I launched my first podcast episode. It seemed, honestly, ridiculous, but when I looked up all the symbols, it was affirmation that I was doing the right thing on the right path and that I should keep going. Look things up, pay attention. Let the universe speak to you in symbols, in your dreams, and in the world around you so that it doesn't attack you somewhere else. Because the universe will do what it needs to do to get your attention. If that means attack your finances or attack your health or even your vanity, it will do that if you don't pay attention to the whisper in your ear and the tap on your shoulder. Pay attention when the universe whispers to you so that you don't end up having it throw rocks at your head. Learn from the little things instead of the big ones. Understood? Don't ignore it. When you know it's important, write it down. Do not assume you will remember. Write it down, talk it into your phone, keep a notebook by the bed. Don't be someone who says, I wish I remembered. So you're no normal. It's coming. It's growing. And as it does, you will get the confirmation that you need. Not just from the universe, but from the people around you too. And one day, that cranky old lady will walk into your office, or someone will show up at your door with flowers. Or maybe, just maybe, they'll say your name when they get the Nobel Peace Prize. Grow and learn, beloved. And maybe today you buy yourself some flowers. Until next time, namaste. Thank you so much for joining me today for this week's episode of Lessons from the Universe. If you love it, please help us attract a bigger audience, more people like you ready to continue down this path to awakening. If you love the podcast, please like, share, review, and let me know how you found me so I can find others just like you. Till next week, beloved. Namaste.